Congressman Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland, is the House Minority Whip, the party's number two leadership position. Good morning.
Hi, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good, sir.
Good.
Did the president lay out a convincing case to take military action against Iraq?
Well, I certainly think he laid out a convincing case that Saddam Hussein has not complied with previous U.N. resolutions and is not complying with the most recent U.N. resolution. That is, I think, evidence that he is a dangerous individual and left untended will become more dangerous. Now, whether or not the United Nations and the Security Council and others are going to think he made out a case for going into Iraq now remains to be seen. My own view is that clearly, if we meant what we said in the United Nations in 1441, then Saddam Hussein has not complied. Blix says he has not complied, and further action is required.
Does the president have any obligation to go back to Congress and seek approval before taking military action?
Obligation is the key word there. I'm not sure that he has an obligation to. Clearly, however, engaging Congress and coming to consensus on an action as serious as the president contemplates, I think would be a wise move on his part. Bob, while he spent most of his time or much of his time on Iraq, clearly, the economy continues to be a very vexing problem for the American public, and the security of our homeland is going to be better if our economy gets better. I was disappointed that the president's proposal was more of the same on his economic program, and he offered a program which most economists agree is not a stimulus package and will not do anything in the short term to create jobs or grow the economy. But it will make worse the deficits that we are incurring, and I thought that was unfortunate.
You don't think tax cuts are appropriate when the economy is lagging?
Well, I think that tax cuts are appropriate. The Democrats have offered a program which is a focused program. It provides more money in 2003, this year, to stimulate the economy than the president's program. It's fairer to working Americans, and it does not cause the deficit crisis in the coming decade that the president's program will surely provide, and which we've seen by his 2001 program where he said we had plenty of dollars, i.e. $5.6 trillion in surplus over the next 10 years. That has now disappeared entirely in 24 months. That is not a program, I think, which bears repeating.
Did the president's proposal to overhaul Medicare offer hope that Congress might pass something?
Well, I'm hopeful that we will address the Medicare crisis, and we'll address it in a bipartisan way. Clearly, Medicare is under stress, and we need to address that issue. But the president, interestingly enough, talked about choice for seniors. But then he provides the only choice for seniors if they want prescription drugs will be to get into a managed care system. From our standpoint, that is really not a choice. Alternatively, we believe that the prescription drug program ought to be universally available, ought to be in Medicare, ought to be affordable, and it ought to be a quality program, as the president indicates. Hopefully, he means it when he says we're going to come together in a bipartisan way and reach consensus on this issue. I think we need to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congressman Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland, is the House Minority Whip.